Today, Kiwi unemployment rate rises to 5.1%, the highest since 2020. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics World, the latest post covering finance and property news. Well, setting monetary policy is not easy, as the Reserve Bank of New Zealand has found. Of course, they took rates quite a lot higher than Australia and has since been cutting. But the New Zealand unemployment rate continues to climb, reaching 5.1% in the December 2024 quarter, according to the latest from Stats New Zealand. That's the highest level it's been since 2020, and it's up from 4.8% in the September quarter. Stats New Zealand said that unemployment has been increasing since late 2022. The unemployment rate in the December 2024 quarter was the highest that it's been since the September 2020 quarter, when it was also at 5.2%. The seasonally adjusted employment rate was 67.4% in the December 2024 quarter, down from 69% in the December 2023 quarter. Meanwhile, the last quarter experienced the largest annual fall in employment since the year to December 2009 quarter. That was 15 years ago, with 32,000 fewer employed people over the past year. And Stats New Zealand said this was the largest annual fall in employment since the year to December 2009. Men accounted for 85% of the annual decrease in employment, reflecting substantial falls in the male-dominated occupation groups of technicians and trade workers and machinery operators and drivers. Within the overall decrease in seasonally adjusted employment for men, there was also a shift from full-time to part-time work. While the number of men in full-time employment fell by 36,000 annually, the number of part-time employment grew by 9,000. Over the same period, the number of women in full-time employment fell by just 5,000, but there was little change in women's part-time employment. Just remember that inflation is sitting at 2.2% in New Zealand, and that's for the second consecutive quarter. And the largest contributor was rent, according to the latest from Stats New Zealand. Now, in response, Finance Minister Nicola Willis said the figures were the human cost of lingering effects of economic mismanagement by the previous government. While the numbers today were largely in line with predictions, I feel for people who have lost their jobs or are finding it hard to find work, she said. This underscores the importance of strong economic management. With inflation now under control and interest rates coming down, forecasters expect the unemployment rate to start reducing this year as economic growth picks up. While there are some encouraging indicators, such as wages rising faster than inflation, I know Kiwis are still doing it tough. In time, wage growth in a growing economy will mean households will start to feel some relief from the ongoing cost of living pressures. And meanwhile, Labour's finance spokesperson Barbara Edmonds said spiking unemployment is what happens when the government chooses to slash funding for frontline services, cut public sector jobs, and undermine economic stability. Christopher Luxon's coalition of chaos continues to plunge New Zealand deeper into recession. Their cuts have devastated the jobs market, she said in a media release. If the government was serious about economic growth, it would reverse its cuts and take immediate actions to stabilise the jobs market. And here's the thing, of course, it's always easier to try and blame the other side. But the combination of bad policies, high migration, as well as the questionable path of monetary policy are all part of the story here. But it is also probably true that unemployment will peak soon and then come back down because rate cuts will continue to flow through. And those rate cuts in turn will provide some relief to households, unlike perhaps in Australia. So this highlights the problem. Do you take interest rates higher and try and squeeze the economy quicker, lifting unemployment to ultimately get through to the other side quicker? Or do you keep rates a little lower, as in Australia, perhaps keep rates for longer, putting more pressure on everybody, and then not necessarily getting inflation under control that quickly? It shows you that the whole philosophy behind monetary policy and that one simple lever, interest rates, is probably relatively deeply flawed. And the casualties always, of course, are real employees and those looking for work. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.